Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I'm Stephen Baker and I appreciate you coming on to listen to one of these messages. I trust that God would richly bless you through his word. Our desire is to point people to the truth of God's word, the Bible, and to help them see what God has to say to them. I came across an interesting little article a couple of months ago. I kept it. I'd like to just tell you a little about it today. It's a very basic and very mundane subject. It's about doors. We normally take doors for granted. But recently, construction workers uncovered a remarkable door in Zurich, in Switzerland. No one was really looking for it, but they came across it. And archaeologists, after doing their research, believe the door is one of the oldest ever to be discovered in Europe. Now, this ancient door is about 1.5 meters high, and it's held together by a remarkable system. And it's made of poplar wood. Really, when you find a 5,000-year-old door, you get pretty excited about it in the terms of if you're an archaeologist, if you're interested in the past. And here's a door that's 5,000 years old. It's been incredibly well preserved, and they're pretty excited about it. Now, I'm not an archaeologist, but I do think that's quite interesting as well, to find this well-preserved door of historic significance. But I'm really not so interested in that door. But I'm interested in another door that really is even older. And it's of such significance that it affects every human being and it affects their life. It's a door that really gives us access to a place and a person that we would not have access to if we hadn't discovered this door. The door isn't particularly well hidden. It's been made available and people have been made conscious of it over many generations. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the door that leads to life, the door that leads to God, the door that leads to heaven. And that door is a person. His name is Jesus. In fact, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, he will be saved." The human race, the human being, has a difficulty with God because they don't know him personally, and there seems to be this barrier between ourselves and God. The Bible says it's not because God is incapable of coming to us. It's not because God is deaf and unaware of what we say or where we are. It's not because God's arm is short that it cannot reach us. But our sins, our wrong, has caused a barrier between us and God. You know, on one side of this door and the one side of the barrier we are, and we're in moral darkness, sinful darkness, there's sadness, there's emptiness, there's disappointment, there's slavery, there's sad things without limit. On the other side of that door where the Lord Jesus is, there's light, there's happiness, there's forgiveness, there's eternal life. And the wonderful message of God's word is that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. Jesus came into the world to break down the barrier of our sin, to open up a way for us to come to God. And if we would come to him, the Lord Jesus says, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." An ancient door, not now a 5,000-year-old relic that is of great interest to archaeologists, but a living access to the living God that you can use, that you can come to, you can benefit from. If you confess your need, if you come to Christ, he will lead you to God. He died for you. He dealt with your sin. He paid the price that was required to put away the barrier. And today, if you confess your sin and come to him, he will welcome you to God. I trust that God would bless you today. Thanks for listening to this.